welcome to Fearcast. This is a podcast that we came up with that we're going to try to do between October and March every year. Why between October and March? Because there's not much to do during the wintertime in here in Illinois. So we figured we kind of expand and talk about topics fear-related. One of the big topics that we're going to be talking about this year is original owners. And we've got a good panel starting to build. We've got about 10 or so right now that we're going to be doing a roundtable discussion. So there's a lot going on with that one. I hope you guys tune in on that one. But again, mainly we're going to be doing this between October and March. And all sorts of topics. There's just so many topics out there, and we're just gonna get to the surface. And there's a big group out there, there's a big group of historians, and we have a wide range of topics that we're going to talk about over the course of many years. And if it overwhelms the list of what we have and we can't cram it in between October and March, and maybe we turn it into a year-round or a monthly podcast. But for right now, we're going to keep it to October to March. And every topic that we talk about is going to be unique and fear-related. This one in particular that we're going to listen to and talk about is the Best in Midwest competition. This year was Women Fiero owned, and it's unique because you get to hear the perspective of the females that drive these cars every day now. And it's not just a guy, if you want to say, you know, a guy car shows. You know, you go to car shows now and you see women driving them. You see the younger groups. You still see the older groups. But we're going to discuss more on and see why these females decided to start showing a Fiero, why they got into the Fiero. And we'll just kind of see how that goes. And it is interesting because all the females that participated in the competition this year, at each show they had they represented their group. So we had Minnesota, East Coast or Mid-Atlantic Fieros, Fiero Fanatics, Tyler Shipman Show. We had Iowa, the Heartland Show, Fiorama, the Kansas City Show, Michigan. So at each show we had a representative within the female community that showed their car. But the one thing that makes everything unique about not only the person but the car is the story. So when you really sit and listen and talk why they wanted to get into it, why they got into it, and why they want to continue into it, is pretty unique. So we're gonna get right to it. So hope you guys enjoy, and yeah, here we go. All right, we are at Fiorama 2019, and we are here with Peggy, and she took Best in the Midwest at her respectable show at Tyler Shipman. So Peggy, what got you into the Fiero?
Watching my husband grow his car. He's got a 88 fastback.
Nice.
And I watched him fall in love with that, and therefore I got into it.
Nice. So, kind of kept you going with it to enter into the Midwest Fiero Club's Best Female-Owned Fiero for this year?
I guess the love of the Fiero. You know, I've enjoyed working on my Fiero right alongside with him, which is kind of fun anyway, but just learning the different pieces and parts, and this Fiero community is absolutely amazing.
Thank you. It is, and that's one of the things that I've been promoting, not only myself, Jason, and Scott, is that for this year, for this competition, it's not just the cards, it's the stories as well. Everybody, everybody has a unique story associated along with the car. And would you keep showing the car?
Absolutely. We, my husband and I are trying to get to different car shows that we haven't been to over the last, well, since we've started showing cars over the last 7 years. So we're trying to do a new one every year, and this one has been piquing our interest for many years, and this was kind of the push that said, okay, let's go try.
Nice. Well, thank you for coming down. Absolutely. How was the trip down to
Very
Illinois?
Nice. It was very good.
Very nice.
Yeah, very good.
And it's and going to different shows on the circuit is fun, too.
Absolutely.
Different people, you get to see and meet and just hear all the different stories as well.
Absolutely. Even here today, we found out a gentleman that came to back to the 80s, brought his car from Pennsylvania,
mm-hmm.
drove all the way in so he could get into the show, and now he's here. So now I got an actual chance to talk to him.
Nice.
And just building on the Fiero community again, and I can't stress that enough. It's huge.
Well, and that's one thing that that helps the Fiero community too, is getting new people and getting the females involved as well, because for the longest time, like you said, you sit there and you watch your spouses and everything. It's like you're like, what is it with it? What is with the Fiero? Yeah. And then when you start getting into it, it is. You kind of see what everything that we like about the car too.
Absolutely. You get to build your own story.
Exactly.
So we're starting new and we're going to keep going.
Good. Well, good luck today.
Thank you.
And it's great story, great car, and we look forward to seeing you at future Fioramas as well.
We will be there.
Thank you.
Thanks.
All right, our next Midwest Fiero Club's best female owned is Stacy. She took her award at Back to the 80s in Minnesota. So Stacy has a very unique story behind hers. And again, going off of that, everybody here that's competing has a unique story associated with their car. So it's not just the car, it's not just the person, it's the story that we want to get through to everybody as well. So Stacy, congratulations for coming down, and your first time here, correct?
It is. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Awesome place to be.
Nice. How was your trip down? I know you got
good.
A group of you guys from Minnesota, so.
Yep. Yeah, it was a good trip. Good weather. Made her in about 7 hours. So yeah.
Good.
We came out on Friday morning.
Okay.
And stayed.
Tell us a little bit about your story. Sorry, for the tractor. Let's try that again. Tell us a little bit about the story of your car. I know you have a unique story behind it. It touched a lot of people when we found out that you had won. There was a lot of talk, and I know Rob and Jason put a very good story together. So if you can just kind of fill us in on what the background behind your car is.
Sure. My son, Vince, when he was little, he used to play in it. They used to call it their rocket ship, him and his cousin. And he was out with his dad one day, and dad, burned out a little bit, and immediately Vince was sucked in, said, oh my gosh, I hope they have cars like this when I get older. And immediately his dad knew he had to keep it for him. So his dad kept the car for him until he hit 16 and got his license, and then it was Vince's car. So we got it running for him, and he had made the Marcello decal, which is on the side, driver's side door. He made that in 10th grade and put that in, which is also his middle name.
Nice.
So that's where the Marcello comes from.
And it kind of does resemble kind of like the formula style too, where it kind of gives that nice subtle uniqueness look to it.
Yes, exactly. And that's what all these cars are about. They're little unique touches by each individual.
Exactly.
So he went on vacation out to California. It was his first trip away from home, and unfortunately, he was out on a dark mountain road, and there was no indication that there was a S-curve coming up in the road. So, unfortunately, he went over, and we went out there, and we searched for him. It took us a week to find him down about a 300-foot mountain, and then there was a 50-foot straight drop at the end, so his car was actually hidden in a ravine.
Wow.
So that's why it took us so long to find him, but right then and there, I knew that I had to take his remaining car and get it to where he would have wanted it. So although he was a definite car person, his main car that he drove was a Volvo, and he did work on both of them, and so I've had a lot of work done on it actually since he passed. It was actually parked for the last few months before he got in his accident. So I had the whole clutch assembly redone, the plate, all that stuff. It's got a flywheel, transmission to get it running, and then you know it had some paint fading on it, but then we had it stored last winter in a carport, and one of those big nasty snows came. Oof. And down the port went right onto the car. Left the whole hood scratched bad, so we knew it was paint time. But yeah, it's been really, really fun getting in there and cleaning it up, and like I said, getting it to where he would have wanted to see it.
It does look like it rolled off the showroom floor, and that's something that you know, just with your story, and it's just something that it's great to keep that memory of him and keeping the car,
yes,
looking pristine as the way he, you know, wanted to see it at the end.
Yes, it's been a really good memorial project for us mainly for me, but yeah, I've spent I don't even know how many hours anymore detailing and cleaning out the compartments, and you can see on my picture board I've got kind of some of the befores, mm-hmm, and afters, but yeah, this was his love right here. So
well, congratulations with winning at the Back to the 80s, and good luck here today.
Thank you.
A well-deserved car and story. And
yeah,
like I said, that's one thing that keeps everything that for this competition unique, because there are these special stories that,
right,
that you wouldn't really know or hear about up in, you know.
Right, and so it's such a wonderful community to be part of.
Mm-hmm.
I've been so welcomed, and so it's just been wonderful. Everybody, yeah, I've met has just been such a nice person. And
we always say, and
awesome club.
It is, yes. And we always say that, you know, without the clubs, but if you didn't have that, you would still have the relationships, you would still have the friendships. And we always say that everybody within the clubs and all the members, they're not just friends, they're family too.
Yep. And that's really the feeling that, you know, I get as a newcomer coming, mm-hmm, in. It's just, yeah,
yeah,
it's awesome.
All right. Well, thank you.
Thank you.
We hope to see you at future Fioramas.
Sure.
But if not, I know, you know, we are good friends with Rob and Kevin up there, so we know that they'll treat you well up there as well.
Oh,
so
yeah. I'll be around.
So, well, thank you, and good luck, and thank you for taking the time to talk.
Thank you. It was nice to meet you.
All right. Our next participant in the Midwest Fiero Club's Best Female-Owned Fiero is Christina, and she is the lucky one who won today at Fiorama, so she is now competing with five others in her class to be the best in the Midwest. So you're not first time comer, you've been here before. What brings you back, the competition or just the camaraderie of the Fiero community?
Definitely the camaraderie, just seeing everybody, and yeah, it's just nice to cruise down here with other people and meet up. And we got six others from Michigan to go, and it's just nice seeing everybody again.
That was the other thing too, is we got a good group that came down from, yeah, Michigan this,
oh,
time.
Yeah.
So we're glad that you guys came down.
Sure.
Was the trip easy? Was it a little bumpy? Or
it was a little rainy, but otherwise it was good.
So what made you, or shouldn't say, but what got you into the Fiero?
I was watching the TV show called How I Met Your Mother, and they had an episode featuring the Fiero, and I liked the headlights. The headlights got me into it.
Interesting. That's, you know, people say, oh, it was the body style or the interior. It's a new one with the headlights. What is some of the aspects besides the headlights that you like, or do you, what do you look at maybe doing with the Fiero as you get more involved with the community? Do you see anything in the future that you might want to change, or I know you've got, this is not your only,
yeah,
one.
They're nice to work on because like, there's actually a lot that's interchangeable, and there's only like what 5 years of them, so mm-hmm. you could just like really go back and forth with parts a lot, and they're even though they're tight, they're pretty easy to work on. It's just nice for me and my dad to hang out in the garage and just work on something.
And that's one thing that that's kind of the theme that we're going with on this is each car and each individual has its own story with the car. Explain more about the history that you guys have with working on the cars.
Like the cars in general, or just this car?
Well, your the opportunity to work on the car with your dad.
Okay. Well, we had looked at like 4 or 5 Fieros because I wanted one as my first car, and they were all rusty. My dad's like, "Well, you don't know what you're doing," because I really didn't, and I couldn't even change a tire at that point. And then we looked at this one, and we were like, "Well, if this isn't it, this is our last one, and then I'll just find a different car. We'll forget it." And this one ended up being rust-free and had sat for like 20 years, so it was pretty original. And my dad's like, "Well, do you think you want it?" And I'm like, "Well, what the heck, why not?" So we got it, and we just started with the headlights. That's what we fixed first, and then it ran and drove, but it was replacing things that just failed over time. Mm-hmm. So just getting it back on the road, I guess.
But you enjoy working on it, too, and that's the key. Is this your only one as far as that you would really drive and show, or do you have other ones that are work in progress or a parts car? Or?
Well, this one's just special to me because it was my first car, and it's just a really nice car. Then I got a parts car for it. Ended up not being a parts car, fixed it up. I ideally drive that one. So I kind of have just a soft spot for that one because it's just gotten me around places, mm-hmm. and you know, it still turns heads even though it's kind of dingy looking. And then my big swap is I found a V8 car that
oh, wow.
ended up being seized. So we had to pull that one apart, rebuilding the engine. It's actually totally together now. It's just getting it to the car. So it's still a project.
Well, and that's a good project, too.
Oh,
so,
for sure.
Well, congratulations on winning here at Fiorama. Good luck and winning, you know, competing, and hopefully you do maybe walk away with that nice 5-pound trophy that's inside.
Thank you.
So, but congratulations and good luck, and we hope to see you here many more years.
Oh, for sure. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. We are now here with Pam. She took the Midwest Fiero Club's Best in the Midwest at her show in Michigan. So we have another participant down from Michigan, and she has a red GT. So, Pam, congratulations on taking the award at your show. Tell us a little bit about your car, why you got involved with the Fiero. If there's anything that's unique about the car in general, or any unique stories that you have about the car.
Well, my first Fiero was a 84 that I bought back in 86. And before we had kids, we sold it. And always wanted another one, and we found this one, and bought it on our oldest child's 25th birthday. So that's how we first got this one, and we've just been working on it for a couple years. It needed a new engine cradle and paint job, and so we've really been working on it for a couple years.
Very nice. Anything that first, what brought you out to the show, or have you been attending the Michigan show for quite some time?
For the Michigan show?
For
this?
Yeah.
Well, we got involved with the Michigan club as soon as we bought this Fiero, and so we've just started going to the shows and really enjoy it, really enjoy the people. And showing the car.
Nice. And so when you took the award and you were offered the opportunity to come down here to Illinois to compete in the Best in the Midwest competition, were you hesitant on coming down, or was it something where you're like, I've never been to Fiorama and this is something that's new and let's see what it's all about?
Yes, we definitely wanted to come, and our daughter moved to this area 2 months ago.
Oh,
and
so, perfect timing.
Yeah, so it worked out perfectly to visit her and also come to the show.
Very nice. What for being the first time here and coming down, would you come back, and has this show impressed you?
Definitely, we'll come back next year. We came in a couple of days early, and we've been going to the different activities and really having a good time.
Good, good. That's what we like to hear. What did you think about the opening ceremony, per se, or what we had planned for the veterans?
Oh, I thought that was really nice. Yeah, good. Very nice good. To show on for them.
Well, we wish you luck in the competition today. This is by far, out of all the years that we've been doing the Midwest Fiero competition, this is the first year that we've had almost the full circuit here. So we were too short, but it's one of our bigger competitions that we've had. So great stories, great cars. Look forward to seeing you next year, and good luck.
Thank you.
I am here with Teresa Campbell. She took the Midwest Fiero Club's Best Female-Owned Award at the Heartland Show last weekend. So she is here competing with the group for the Best in the Midwest. So, Teresa, what got you involved with the Fiero?
I really didn't have any idea what a Fiero was until I met my now husband and his dad in about the year probably 2000. They had a couple, and mm-hmm. so I went for my first ride in a Fiero, and the one that I now own.
What did you think of the Fiero when you took a ride in it?
I liked it. It was sporty. It was quick. It was neat looking.
Very cool.
So,
what do you see the Fiero community as a whole? This particular competition was very much geared towards the women-owned, female-owned Fieros, and it showed this year that you guys are getting into the car just as much as we are.
Mm-hmm.
What would you say to the other females out there that either are a little bit shy or hesitant to bring their cars out?
It doesn't matter what it looks like. We are a family. Bring it out. We would love to meet you. And we would love to see your car. Again, we're family, no judgment, just fun.
Yeah, and you hit a good point, because we are. We're not just a Fiero community. Everybody in the community as a whole looks at everybody as a brother, sister, father,
yes.
mother.
Everyone
so,
helps each other, and yep.
Where do you see you going with the car in the future? Participating in more events? Maybe some work on the car, or as far as like adding a personal touch to it?
It's pretty much how I would like it. We kind of went off of what my father-in-law, you know, would have wanted it to be. Possibly thinking maybe a V8 in the future. Just keeping up on the how good the paint looks mm-hmm. and stuff like that. But it's pretty much where we want it. It's a driver, so it's going to have the rock chips and stuff in it.
And the car that you currently drive has seen a lot of road time with the power
yes.
tours. And do you see yourself participating in that?
Probably not power tour so much. My husband's done cars and cones for the past couple of years. That kind of sounds fun, where they autocross and stuff like that. But maybe. We like traveling, so we might hit some of the other shows, like Minnesota, or you know, mm-hmm. we do Iowa.
And you guys are frequent with the Tyler Show.
Yes.
So okay,
yep,
very nice.
We'll hit that again.
Well,
so.
It was nice talking to you.
You too.
Good luck today.
Thank you.
And we look forward to seeing you at many other events.
Thank you very much.
All right, we are here with Shannon from Minnesota. She took the very first Midwest Fiero Club's Best Female-Owned Award at the Dells Run this year. So she's had some time to wait up until Fiorama, and she is one of six that were in competition today. So Shannon, tell us a little bit about how you got involved with the Fiero, why you're sticking with it, and where you see yourself and other future female Fiero owners, if you have any words for them as well.
Okay.
Well, my husband bought his first Fiero in 2007, and I didn't even know what it was. And it came with one of those big metal elevated spoilers on it, you know, and I really thought it was kind of ugly at first. But they're fun to drive, for sure. But in 2009, he was part of the build team for the Tyler project.
I remember that, yep.
They built that car for Tyler, who had cancer. And that's really what got us into him, you know. That became, you know, we lost Tyler a couple months after we finished the car. And every year after that, we go to the Memorial Car Show for him. And we're really close to his family. And so that's really what got us really involved in the car. It was more than the car, it was the people, you know. And
that's kind of what I've kind of pinpointed for this whole competition. And Rob hit it home too when he wrote Stacy's nice story about the car. And this competition wasn't just about the females or the Fieros, you know, it was the stories behind them.
Yeah. And it was nice to get to meet Stacy, because even though she won it back to the 80s, I was so busy working that show, I didn't get to talk to her. Mm-hmm. So I was parked right next to her, so today we got to talk a lot, so it was neat to hear her story and get to
meet
her.
Yeah, and listening to all the stories, there's just something about, and again, everybody pinpoints it, it all comes down to it's our extended family.
Right.
And everybody just helps out, and everybody has that special story.
Yeah.
All the cars are all the cars are have that personal touch to it, and
right.
And they it shows.
Yep.
So the other thing we want to say too is you were the recipient of the best in the Midwest overall competition winner.
Yes.
How did you feel when your name was announced?
I was honestly surprised, because like you said, there are so many good stories behind the cars, and I'm friends with several of the girls already.
Yep.
So it's kind of funny, actually, the three of us are staying in the same house tonight. Three competitors. So yeah, I was pretty surprised, but it was very, very cool. So.
It is a great looking car, and again, the story behind it is great as well. So congratulations. It is a big award, and we hope you, you know, just, you know, over the next many years.
I think we're hooked. I mean, we already come to every single show we can, and I don't see that changing for a long time.
All right, well, congratulations again. Have a safe trip back to Minnesota. Everybody coming from Minnesota and Michigan, and everybody, safe trips home, and congratulations again.
Thank you.
All right, well, there you have it. Those were the best in the Midwest female-owned Fieros at their respected shows. So we had, to recap real quick, we had Shannon Folly with an 88 Black Formula. She took her award at the Dells Run. The next one was Stacy Waller. She had an 87 Medium Red Metallic Coupe. She took hers at Back to the 80s at Minnesota. Then we move out to the East Coast, where at Fieros of Carlisle, we had Jen Goss with her 85 Blue GT with white stripes. We did not talk to her. She was not able to make it to the show. But we will be talking to her in a later podcast that, like I said, we're going to do the original owners. So she has a pretty unique story with her, so we're going to catch up with her a little bit later. Then we talked to Pam Maurer with an 88 Red GT from the Michigan show. The next one was Peggy Jarninski. She had an 88 Yellow Coupe from the Tyler Shipman show. The other one that we weren't able to talk to, she wasn't able to come, was Dawn Bissell. She had an 88 Black GT. She took hers from the Kansas City Fear Owners Group car show. And then we, rounding out, we talked to Teresa Campbell with her 88 Red GT. She took hers at the Heartland Fiero show. So, again, I was very shocked and surprised that we were able to get so many at Fiorama this year. And it turned out to be a great show overall. Great participants, great stories, and and we saw the award go to Shannon Folley. So, again, great talking with them, great stories. We hope to see them down at Fiorama for many years to come, and you know, we'll get up to their shows as well. So, again, hope you guys enjoyed. Again, because it was Fiorama related, we want to also thank our Fiorama key sponsors, the Fiero Store, V8 Archie, Woody Buick GMC of Naperville, Mr. Mike's Car Upholstery Kits, and Apple Graphics. So, again, Fiorama could not happen without our key sponsors or the Fiero community. You guys do make Fiorama happen, and we couldn't have asked for a better turnout this year with all the rain. So, all right, that does it for today, and we will talk to you on the flip side. So, in the words of the NIFE president, keep Fieroing.